Welcome on in, ladies and gentlemen, to Stock Car Scoop with Brian Nolan. Here are three things you need to know to get ready for this weekend's racing at Auto Club Speedway. Number one, a tribute to Kobe Bryant. For William Byron and Ryan Blaney, well, they both have special paint schemes in honor of the Laker legend that tragically passed away in a helicopter crash that also killed eight others, including his 13-year-old daughter, Gigi. What did Kobe Bryant mean to Ryan Blaney? He tells him.
I think he meant a lot to a lot of young kids growing up, trying to either not only play basketball, but be successful in their sport. And I got the very fortunate chance to meet him in 2018 and talk to him for 20 minutes or so at a dinner. And I'll never forget that experience. It was really, really cool. You know, I grew up watching Kobe and adoring him, admiring what he did, his work ethic. And it was just really cool to, you know, talk to him about my sport. And he was really interested in what I did and then how it all worked. I definitely never forget that. But yeah, the paint scheme and, you know, the t-shirts and all that stuff that are going to the Mambon 3 foundation of his, that's something to honor him. And you know, obviously he was a big part of Body Armor. So we were really fortunate for not only Body Armor to let us do it, but you know, the Bryant family and the families of the accident as well. So.
Daniel Suarez also will be paying tribute to those that lost their lives by putting all of the names on his door that were in that helicopter. Number two, Jimmy Johnson's final race at home. For the El Cajon native, it is his final full-time start at his hometown racetrack. And well, for Auto Club Speedway, they're going to be doing plenty of special things to honor the seven-time champion. There's throughout the media center, there's special pictures of him, his family, his wins at the racetrack, as well as on Sunday, where his wife Chandra and their two daughters will be giving the command to start engines before Sunday's race. Last but not least for Jimmy, he will lead the five-wide command that is known at Auto Club Speedway before the race even starts, a fitting way to start for the final seven-time champions race at his home racetrack. Number three, rain for the third consecutive weekend. For the past 2 weeks, the R-word has disrupted the racing we have seen to start the 2020 season. The R-word, that being rain. Daytona 500, well, that was postponed a day after 20 laps were run due to rain. That was run Monday evening. And then last week in Las Vegas, the Xfinity race ran a stage and got drenched with torrential downpours and had to make the finish of that happen on Sunday afternoon into Sunday evening. Well, according to Wonderground.com, there is a 60% chance of rain on Sunday with a thunderstorm in the afternoon. According to the experts that cover the world of weather, Brian Nordoff, as well as racing weather Aaron Studwell, odds of racing are 70%. With scattered rain showers, always challenging because you don't know when a shower will hit. Anticipating delays, we'll be monitoring Sunday. It could be another wet weekend in the world of NASCAR. Those were the three things you need to know for Auto Club Speedway. I'm Brian Nolan.